I'd like to thank the sponsors of today's shiur, Lilui Nishman Aryeh Lev ben Sender Usher, Reuven Halevi ben Yaakov, both were nifter on Erev Shavuos, as well as the yortzeit of my mother, where I'm filming today, Kafchat Iyar, Lilui Nishmas Imi Marasi, Chana Barav Avram David. I'd like to talk about a question we've spoken about many times in the past, and really look at it from an entirely different perspective, a much deeper perspective. And I think it opens us up to how deep and how beautiful Yiddishkeit is, and we'll come away with really one or two very important insights into what Shavuos is about. I'd like to talk about the question of why do we read Megillat Rut on Shavuos? Minhag Yisrael is to read Megillat Rut, and there are a number of reasons that are brought. The first that we'll deal with is the Medrash Lekach Tov. English is in source 3, the Hebrew in source number 1. Why is this Megillah read on the festival Shavuos? Because this Megillah's holy kindness, a whole Megillah is about kindness, and the Torah is full of kindness, as it is written, and the teaching, literally Torah of kindness, was on her tongue, right? Torah's chesed al lishona, and it was given on Shavuos. So since Torah is chesed, and Rut is all about chesed, we read Rut on Shavuos. Now, the obvious question on this is, of Tzarech Bior, and this is a maimer we're going to do parts of. It's a very long piece of Mitzrol Adavir of David Cohen, or Shiva Chevron. It's like 30-page essay. We're going to just be pulling out major ideas from this whole piece, and obviously it's well worth learning the whole piece inside. And he says in the asterisk in 1, Tzarech Bior, B'yisod HaDavar Shatari Kula Chesed, Hare l'chara inyan ha-chesed b'torah eino ela prad achad k'shar midot mitzvot b'torah. Grant you that there is an aspect of chesed in Torah. There's also an aspect of tefillah in Torah. There's an aspect of a lot of things in Torah. Why are we focusing in specifically on the aspect of chesed when we're talking about why do we read Rut on Shavuos? Because Rut is chesed and Torah is chesed. Va'od alo chag ha-shavot nikba al netinat ha-torah b'chlau v'lo rak l'nyam midat ha-chesed b'prav v'tzarech b'yur. Further, you know, when we talk about that Shavuos is the day of giving of the Torah, so the giving of the Torah is all-encompassing. It, why are we focusing specifically on this Midah of Chesed? That's question number one. What is this aspect of the focus of Chesed specifically on Shavuos? The second is another reason why Shavuos, we read Megillat Rut on Shavuos, brought down the Shari Tshuva in source 2, Shilfisha David HaMelech Halava Shalom Meit Bater. David HaMelech died on Shavuos. V'Kadosh Baruch Hu Mamalei Shnoseim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills the years of the Tzaddikim, that obviously he was born on Shavuos. U'Megillat Rut Nechtav Liachais David. And Megillat Rut is here to tell you the lineage of David HaMelech. And the obvious question here is also very obvious. The Gamzet Tawin Biur, Dechan Matzinu, where do you find that Chachamim have a special reading on the day of a birth and death of a tzaddik? Like on the birth and death of Moshe Rabbeinu, Zayin Adar, we don't take out the Torah or read about Moshe Rabbeinu. Va'odim kein hayalim lipo likro psukim b'she'ev yershmul bin yanei chayei David HaMelech. Further, he says, if we want to talk about David HaMelech, so then take out the book of Shmuel and read that as your Haftarah, the book of Shmuel, the beautiful stories. I have the schus of teaching this year, the story of David and Goliath. It's taken us all year, 1 hour a week, and we're nowhere even near, you know, completing it. It's a gorgeous story. So have that as the Haftarah, the greatness of David HaMelech. Many to choose from. So why do we speak about this? This is a day remembering David HaMelech. So then why are we focusing in on Megillat Rut? What is it about the yichus of David HaMelech, the lineage of David HaMelech? That's what Megillat Rut is about. What is it about the lineage of David HaMelech that's connected to Shavuos, to Torah, to Mamad Har Sinai? Those are our questions today. Why do we read the book of Rut on Shavuos? Chesed. Chesed is just an ancillary part. That will be level number 1. We'll look at 2 ideas, and in the second idea, a number of sub-ideas. And then on the second level, what is the idea of why the yichus, the lineage of David HaMelech, why this is so fundamental. So let's begin on the most simple, which nothing is simple, idea level number 1 on question number 1. We know, And this is the Scroll of Kindness, Nachlas Yosef, source number 3. The Mora Nevuchi in the Rambam analyzes the true nature of the term kindness. He explains how kindness differs from justice and righteousness. Justice refers to any payment of debt in accordance with the law. Righteousness, however, which is itself derived from justice, is not an obligation mandated by common law, but rather something that one feels motivated on his own to perform. As the Rambam states, when one fulfills those duties towards others because of one's moral conscience, from one acts virtuously, one acts justly towards one intellectual faculty. Kindness, on the other hand, is completely beyond any feelings of obligation. As the Rambam writes in Scripture, most of the references to chesed connote bestowing kindness upon someone to whom one has no obligation at all. Chesed is above and beyond. Staka, mishpat, is doing what we need to do. There is, basic interpersonal written or unwritten rules. Chesed is going above and beyond. So giving a ride to a friend to the pharmacy to pick up medicine, that's staka, that's what people do. Waiting online in the pharmacy and then driving to another pharmacy if they don't have it and then driving the person home, that's already moving into the realm of chesed. And again, in each individual case, it fluctuates. This idea of chesed, of going above and beyond, beyond any feelings of obligation, is really at the heart of the why the Ribbono Shel'olam created the world. The creation of the world, source number 4, was the supreme deed of kindness. It contained not an element of obligation to anyone. Rather, it was totally an act of goodness. As Chazal explained, the world was created solely to enjoy God and to bask in the glory of the divine presence. The design of creation is the benefit of its creatures themselves. And that is the kindness in its purest sense. Why, kivyachol, obviously we don't know why, but the way the Sfarim explained, why was the world created? So that we could benefit from enjoying Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence. It was the greatest gift of kindness on us. And we know, v'olam chesed yibana, the world is built on kindness. The building of the world is kindness. And human beings who are created in the image of God can and must attain the spiritual level of kindness. Kindness is the standard in which man may be measured. It reveals his degree of spirituality. It is through kindness that man may rise above egotism, a thing that is inherent in all creations. When we are able to act freely, motivated by pure spiritual source, then we can be able to realize that we have tapped into that godly part of us, the part that goes above and beyond and does and brings to the fore that godly part. And this is what we have to understand, that the world was created with kindness, it continues with kindness, and we know, in fact, that Rabbi Shimon HaTzadik's statement in the beginning of Pirkei Avos, on Shloshan Dvarim Olam Omein, on three things the world stands, on Torah, Avoda, and Gemilus Chasadim, and one of them is the acts of kindness. This action constitutes kindness. It's the performance that man fulfills his share. The world is built on kindness. That is what brings perfection to the world. So when we talk about Kivyachol, the Ribbono Shel Olam, the mindset of creating the world, he created the world because he wanted to do kindness to us, that we should be able to bask in his presence, which is the greatest enjoyment, the greatest pleasure, we spoke about 2 weeks ago, that we can possibly have. The whole world is just the essence of the world. Olam Chesed Yibaneh is built on this aspect of kindness. If this is true on the macro level, it's also true on the micro level. And that's what Megillat Rut teaches us. Megillat Rut is a sefer which really describes individuals who act in a selfish way, like Elimelech, who picks up and leaves and doesn't want to support his kinsmen. And the result of that is death, because you can't live in a world where people are just focused in on self. And the counter to that is Rut, how she gives to her mother-in-law, how Boaz gives, and how the giving creates life, and ultimately the giving creates the Malchus Beis David, the Messianic line. And the beauty of Megillat Rut is there are many small deeds and eight of kindness in the Megillah. The which is woven a thread of kindness. The prophet, author of the Megillah, teaches us that in order to save a people from its decline, put it back on track, it's not necessary to perform earth-shattering things, but rather small acts between man and his fellow. This will lead to the formation of a new being. The future of the world is built on the affinity and relations of kindness between people. No other principle has the power to correct mankind and to extricate it from its troubles except kindness, for it's the basis of the beginning of creation. And this is what we have to understand, that the world is based on kindness, and that will bring the ultimate redemption of the world. It moves the world further. On an individual level, Megillat Rut is about how individuals are involved in the act of kindness, and the end of the Megillah is about the kingdom of Mashiach. It's about, on the micro level, how kindness brings the messianic vision. Okay, so we understand that kindness is the foundation of the world, major, minor. What does that have to do with Shavuos? What does that have to do with Torah? There's a Gevaldic piece that's brought down in the name of the Chavetz Chaim. The Matnat Chaim, Ramathiel Salon and Shlita, brings this in source number 9. And the Chavetz Chaim writes on the Bracha of Sim Shalom, and this is something perhaps to flag, you know, with a sticker, to have in mind, if not every day, but at least on Shavuos. We say in Sim Shalom, Ki be'or panecha, with the countenance of your light, natata lanu Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem, you gave us Torah Chaim v'avas chesed. You gave us the Torah of life and the love of chesed. Says the Chavetz Chaim in Sefer Avas Chesed. Haim, me'eit shenit galelo fanenu or panav yitbarach b'mamad Har Sinai. When Hashem appeared at Mamad Har Sinai, as it says, atarei tel adak Hashem Elokim enom levado. And Hashem opened up the skies and the heavens. At that moment, we were able to see with clarity that the Torah Kedosha is the source of life in heaven and earth. And it's based on Torah that the world continues to exist. Torah is, we saw it, the heavens opened up and with clarity, Torah is the beginning and end of the world. But you know what we also saw when the heavens opened up? V'odnik barer in the arrow in 9, lahem azba osa ma'amara kadosh, ech sha'adam sarich lirdof achar mida tachasem. When the heavens opened up, not only do we see that Torah is the foundation of the world, we also were able to perceive that chesed is also interlinked as a foundation of the world, to love this mida with all of our being, because the world rests and continues to exist through chesed. And the chesed Hashem ala haaretz, and therefore in 10, kishigbi Hashem yitbarach et Yisrael l'malam mimadrigatam. When Hashem lifted us up, we were like all neviim at Mamad Har Sinai. Upatach lem et kol rekiim laro lem et gilui achim yiska v'chayei klal Yisrael v'chol adoros. They were able to see a vision which was unparalleled. They saw Ra'u az bivar achad mamash. They saw at one time the power of Torah and the power of chesed. The Asher, here's the key, Belish Nehem, without either one of them, if Shalom Lamlit Kayem, the world could not exist. And that's the light. That's the energy. Ki be'or panav atatlan Hashem Elokeinu. That's the light that Hashem has instilled in this world, the Torah's Chaim, the Avas Chesed, and that is what we need to understand. So, when we're taking a look at the Book of Rut, and we're taking a look at the Book of Rut is primarily about chesed, and we take a look at Torah, and Torah is also chesed. What does it mean, Torah's chesed? It means that the world was created for Torah. Yistaka b'raisa b'ra alma. When Hashem created the world, and He looked into Torah, the medium that He used, kivyachol, to create the world and allow the world to continue to exist is the Midah of Chesed. So on Shavuos, when we get the Torah, what we're really celebrating here is we're celebrating the fact that Torah and Chesed go hand in hand, and one can't possibly live a life of pure Torah without having a life as well dedicated to Chesed. And that perhaps gives us a deeper understanding. When Chazal, Rav Rotberg, Moda Labina, and 11 ask, why is the Megillah written, doesn't have any halachas? So the obvious question that many of the Mefarshim ask is, what do you mean there's no halachas? There's so many halachas in here. You have about a Yibum, and you have Shelos Shalom, and you have a lot of things that we learn from Megillat Rut, that you need 10 for a Birkas Chasanim. There's a lot of things you learn. What do you mean there's no Tuma, no Tara, there's no Lua? So the way they explain it is, of course there are laws, but these laws we could have learned from other places. We didn't need the Book of Rut to teach us these things. Why is the Book of Rut part of Tanakh? It's not here to teach us halacha. The halachas we can learn elsewhere. The deeper question is, what is it doing in Tanakh? What is it coming to teach us? And the answer is, Eilech chelek ha-Torah nitchadesh b'megillat Rut. What chelek of Torah, what ches of Torah is being taught here? Not halacha, but the essence of Torah. And the answer to that is chesed. L'odiachas charan shalgom lechasadim, to teach you the reward of those who do acts of kindness. Shema'aseim shel b'nei adam, that the deeds of a person, the deeds ben adam lechaveiro, not just ben adam lemakom, but you man and fellow man, hofchim liyot Torah mamash, they become Torah. That's written down as part of the Sefer Kodesh. And to realize the impact that this is the essence of what Yiddishkeit is about. So, idea number one, my friends, which was simple understanding, is that the world is based on chesed. Torah is predicated on chesed, and you can't have one without the other. And the fact that the Book of Rut, which is a book of chesed and the reward of chesed, is part of Tanakh, is just furthering this idea that Torah and chesed are haynu hach. It becomes a chesed of Torah when you act in a way of chesed, and how important chesed is, and that, albeit there are many midos that are important, but chesed is really fundamental for the creation and the furtherance of the world, and hence, on the day of Torah, which is Yistaka Baraisa Bara Alma, that Torah is really the blueprint of the world, we focus in on the importance of chesed as well. Clearly, idea one. Idea number two takes this much deeper. And that is, again, the Sefer Mizmor LeDavid. And he goes back to the pasuk that the Medrash quoted, V'toras chesed al lashona. How do we know that Torah is connected to chesed? Pasuk in Eshet Chayil, last parak of Mishlei, the Torah of chesed is on her lips. So here, the Medrash says the following. It's the Gemara in Sukkah. V'amar Reli Yezer, Ma'idich Ti, Pia Patcha B'chochem, V'toras chesed al lashona. What does it mean? And she opened her mouth with wisdom, and Torah of Chesed is on her tongue. V'chi yesh Torah shel Chesed, v'chi yesh Torah she'inah shel Chesed. Is there a Torah of Chesed and a Torah that's not of Chesed? That she opens her mouth and she has a Torah of Chesed? What does that mean? And the Torah lishma, zoi Torah shel Chesed. Torah lishma, and obviously much Torah on this. Torah for the sake of Torah is Torah of Chesed. Shelo lishma, he Torah she'inah shel Chesed. And if it's not for its own sake, it's not of chesed. Ika damri, others say, Torah lulamda, zoi Torah shel chesed. Torah with the mindset of teaching others, that's a Torah of chesed. Not to teach others is not a Torah of chesed. So the second one is obviously a Torah of chesed, right? When you teach others, that's clearly chesed. But what does it mean, Torah lishma, Torah for its own sake is chesed, and Torah not for its own sake is not chesed? What is that about? So let's open ourselves up, my friends, to appreciate a few dimensions of what this is about. There's a Medrash in Shir HaShirim that says the following. We're in source number 13. Hayoshev beganim chaverim makshivim lekolech hashmini. Rav Nosa Meshem Rabbi Acha Amar. Even though Shisrael oskim b'lachtam, they work all 6 days, and on Shabbos they wake up and go to the shul, and they read Kriyat Shema, and they daven. V'Kadosh Baruch Hu Omer Lehem B'ni Hegbiyam Kolchem Kidei Shishmu Chaverim She'al Gabeichem. Kivyochel, Hashem says, raise up your voice that the angels could hear your Torah, your Tefillah. V'tenu Da'atchem Shelo Tisnu Zedzeh. And be careful not to hate each other, and not to be jealous of each other, and not to be competitive with each other, and not to embarrass each other. So the Malachi Asharei Shun say, here's the key, bracket of 14, Ribono Shel Olam, Torah Shenatata El Yisrael Einam Oskim Ba. Hey, they're not keeping the Torah you gave them. You see, they're jealous, they're competitive, and they're not keeping it in peace. So we see from here at Davar Nora, when the angels see kin of a sin of Israel, they see this animosity, they say that we're not involved in Torah. Well, hold on a second. What do you mean we're not involved in Torah? Okay, so people get mad at each other. People get jealous of each other. Does that mean they're not involved in Torah? So, he explains the following. He says, Torah is not just about Torah. Torah is about making yourself into a chefsa of Torah, that you behave in a Torah manner. That's Torah Lishma. Torah Lishma, Torah for its own sake, is Torah that penetrates a person, that not only do they learn intellectually, but that Torah has a transformative power that it affects them on each and every level. And this is what they say about Doeg HaDomi, who spoke Lashon Hara about David HaMelech, which caused a lot of problems. And they say, well, Doeg HaDomi was a great Talmid Chacham. He was part of the Sanhedrin. So they explain is that if Doeg was able to speak Lashon Hara, then there's something missing. Then the Torah didn't penetrate within him to the level that it should. Because if you're really learning Torah, then you're living Torah. And if you're living Torah, you're not going to speak Lashon Hara. And this is what the Medrash says, that Hashem said to Doeg, "D'machar shu chacham b'Torah, ech ba'li dei zeh shedibir Lashon Hara David." If you're so smart in Torah, how'd you come to speak Lashon Hara? It doesn't make sense. And this, my friends, is the power of Torah. What does it mean, Torah? V'Torah's chesel, shara, Torah lishma. Torah lishma means Torah for its own sake. Torah that's going to empower a person through the learning of Torah to be a Baal Chesed. Because what is a Baal Chesed about? It means you go beyond yourself. It means you break your human nature, as we began with, that human nature is to be egotistical. Human nature is to only care about myself. To be able to really care about somebody else, not just because of social norms, but to go above and beyond, that's godly. That is a person who's been inspired by a Torah life. And hence, Rav Aaron Kahler Zatzal, Mishnah Rav Aaron 15a, Ita b'gemara barati yitzahara, Hashem says, I created yitzahara barati lo tavlin, and I also created the antidote. And that's what Torah is. That Torah, he kli milchamato shel adam neged hayetzer. It is the arms to fight the Yitzhara. And this is why we know, the Rav Dessler brings down, that why is the luchos, why are the luchos drawn in a heart formation, when really the luchos are square? You see Chabad, they draw it there. So then, if they're really square, why are we drawing it in what we look like a heart formation? And the answer is, it's not enough to learn Torah. Torah has to impact us. It has to change us. It has to become part of who we are. Which leads us to an idea we've seen before in Rav Shapiro, Chazon L'Moed, of Minag Yisrael to eat machalei chalav u'dvash, to eat milchiks as well as honey on Shavuos. What's the basis of this? The pasuk that says, describing Torah, dvash v'chalav tachat lashonech, that honey and milk are under your tongue. So obviously it's talking about the mesikos of Torah, the sweetness of Torah, but there's obviously more depth to this. So what's the idea of eating honey as well as milk on Shavuos? The milk is more popular than the honey. And it's based on the Rashba. The Rashba says, imagine if something fell into honey, little ants, little bugs. Are you allowed to eat the honey or not? So the answer is, if the little bugs were broken down into little pieces, so then they become absorbed into the honey, and it's not a problem. If they're big pieces, so then they stay as big pieces in the honey, and the honey doesn't have that absorption factor, and you're not allowed to eat the honey. What does this mean symbolically, philosophically? We learn two things. One is we learn Masikos HaTorah, and the second is that we have to turn into a chefsa shel Torah. We have to turn into a person whose whole being is about Torah. And this is based on the Klei Yakar. The Klei Yakar says, when Hashem says, I created the Yetzer Hara, I created the antidote of Torah, V'ilmayilei Yetzer Hara lo haya Kadosh Baruch Hu merid Torah min al yonim al tachtonim. If it wasn't for the Yetzer Hara, we wouldn't be here. We're here to struggle. We're here to fight. And that was the argument that Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Malachim. Ratzo lomar shayat zarich litena Torah al tachtonim. To give them a ability to fight. So, what's going on here? So he says the following. He says, we know that there are different order of questions that are asked after 120 years. One Gemara says, the question is, Asatav and Atatav Emuna, did you act faithfully in business? And one question is, did you set up time for Torah? Says the Klei Yakar, they're really asking the same question. They're really asking, what have you done with your Torah? How has the Torah impacted you? And that's why Nasata v'natata v'amuna, and we know this, is the key of knowing whether you've been successful in Torah studies or not. They tell a maisa if somebody went to one of the gedolim to say that, mazel tov, my daughter is engaged to a tremendous person with Yiras Shamayim. So the Skadol said, did you see him with money? No, I haven't seen him interact with money. He says, you don't know if he has Yiras Shamayim until you see how a person acts with money. How a person acts is taking that Torah, that, and putting it into life. Then you know you have Yiras Shamayim. And that is the idea here. V'zoya tchunat shel dvash, rakash adam shover atzmo v'nichna l'ritzon haTorah. In the asterisk. Now we're putting all the pieces together. Where a person is able to break themselves and to do the will of Torah. I'm not sure it's okay. I'm not sure it's not okay. Yeah, maybe okay. And you say no. If there's a question, when there's smoke, there's fire. There's already a question. And the rabbi said, I ask. When a person breaks themselves and says, this is what I want to do, but Torah tells me not to do, that brokenness has that quality of like an insect being in the honey. If it is broken, then it becomes part of the honey. It becomes it's as if it's honey. If it's not broken, it remains its own. Question is, are we broken that we become part of the honey, a.k.a. Torah? Are we a Torah-dika person? Have we been able to break ourselves and who we are to be able to think along Torah lines and not what we want? That is the real test. When we eat honey on Shavuos, it's to remind ourselves not only the sweetness of Torah, it's to remind ourselves that we have to break ourselves, our nature, so that we become those small pieces, that we become completely absorbed into the honey, into Torah. And hence, perhaps, when a little boy starts learning and he touches the honey on the letters, a similar idea, that breaking oneself, one's mindset, for the will of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's the key of Torah. And chalav is the same thing. What is milk? Milk, mother's milk, is blood that has been turned into milk. It's part of the mother. You become at one with. And that's our job. Our job is to make Torah such a fundamental part of us that it's like the blood of who and what we are. And just like a Rosh Hashanah, we have food, which is, a simana, sima milta, a sign of good things. So the signs on Shavuos of milk and honey are also to remind ourselves of who and what we need to be. This is our mindset. So what is the connection between Torah and Chesed? The answer is that Torah has to turn us into a Chesed of Chesed. Torah has to turn us into somebody who's going to move beyond self, beyond ego, beyond desires, to be able to see Ribbono Shel Olam, to be able to see the needs of others. That's the value of Torah. Why do I read Rud on Shavuos? Because that's what the goal of Torah is. Torah is about transformation. Because, yes, there are many midos that Torah has, but the goal of Torah is Toras Chesed al Lashona, is to be able to become this type of person. And similar to this, the Mitzvah L'David Rav Kohn goes on to say that the Toras Chesed has to turn us into Vatem Tiyuli Mamleches Konim V'Goy Kados, has to turn us into a holy nation. You know what a Goy Kados means? It means that I have to Lis Kadesh B'Mutarli, I have to sanctify myself with what I'm permitted. To live a life where I'm not a glutton, to live a life where it's not just about me and my desires and what I want. A life of Torah is a life of Kedusha. It's a life of being able to hold back. It's a life of being able to have restraint. I can't see everything. I can't eat everything. I can't wear everything. And instead of feeling like this is choking me, this is elevating me, this is making me into a Goy Kados, this is making me into a holy person, that's also an aspect of Chesed, of not just being focused in on self. And clearly, this is so perhaps dramatically seen in a beautiful insight that Rabbi Leff offers in the Sefer Why We Celebrate, which has many essays on Pesach and Shavuos and Sfiras Omer. He has a gevaldik word here. He says, why is the Torah referred to as the Torah of Chesed? So the Gemara in Sota tells us, source 21, the Torah begins with Chesed, Hashem clothed Adam and Chava, and the Torah ends with Chesed, Hashem buried Moshe Rabbeinu. This demonstrates the entire foundation of the Torah's Chesed, God's total giving and kindness to His servants. Torah is totally an expression of kindness and God's desire to do good for us. In this light, Torah is not an imposition in our lives, but rather it's meant to provide us with a framework within to earn reward, eternal reward for our own good. And that's how it's classically understood. Torah begins with Chesed of clothing Adam and Chava, and it ends with Chesed of bearing Moshe Rabbeinu. But let's take this deeper, my friends. And this is in the Kuta that we're speaking about right now. Delving deeper, the impact of the Torah begins with God's kindness in covering man's embarrassment of a body that transgressed God's will. God gave man a modest framework with which to utilize that body in His service to purify it and elevate it to be godlike. Finally, after man achieves this by observing the entire Torah, the Torah concludes and culminates with the kindness of God in bearing the body of Moshe Rabbeinu, which became so holy and godlike that only Hashem Himself could bury it, putting it away until Tchias HaMetim. This is the essence of Torah, to guide one to utilize one's body in God's service and to thus elevate it from the shame of pure materialism to the lofty level of godliness. Torah's Chesed. Moving beyond the self, covering the shame, the original covering of the clothing, and ending ultimately with the burial of Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's our challenge, to be able to use that body Hashem has given us, the pleasures of this world Hashem has given us, and to elevate it that we should become as close as possible to an Ish Eloki, a godly person. And clearly, The third aspect, if the first is that it's about going above our ego, being able to move beyond the Torah's Chesed of the Torah Lishma, being able to break our Yetzirah, be able to elevate our lives in Kedusha, clearly Torah's Chesed, the Torah of teaching others, is what Torah is all about. It's what the world is all about. And this is an idea we spoke about a few weeks ago, so I'm just going to make mention of sources 22 to 24 and focus in on 25. And that is the Shari Yosher, Rav Shimon Shkup Satzal. Blessed shall be the Creator, exalted shall be the Maker, created us in His image and the likeness of His structure, planted eternal life within us, that our greatest desire should be to benefit others, to individuals and to the masses, now and the future, in imitation of the Creator, so to speak. Rabosai, why are we here on planet Earth? We are here to imitate, emulate the Ribono Shel Olam. Hashem is pure giver. We have to be a pure giver. When the Ribono Shel Olam gives us Torah, we have to understand the whole gestalt of Torah is to be a giver. And as so beautifully says, when Yitzchak Voloshiner compiled and published his father's writing to Nefesh HaChaim, he wrote an introduction. In it he recalled, he would, and I quote, he would routinely rebuke me because he saw that I do not share in the pain of others. This is what he would constantly tell me, that the entire person was not created for himself, but to be the assistant to others, whatever he finds to be and its ability to do so. It's about rak lo il lachrine. This is why we're here. That chesed is not just an ancillary part of Torah. It is the essence of Torah. Torah and a Torah lifestyle is how you can help another person. And indeed, the Mishnah Sfarvarim, Rav Aaron Cutler, Tzatzal, 25 points out that this is the idea of what we talk about, Hadbeik b'midosav, with the Vaft Kabo, that you should cling to the Ribbono Shel Olam. How can you cling to the Ribbono Shel Olam? He's an Esh Ochla. He's a fiery, all-consuming fire. So we think the way to cling to the Ribbono Shel Olam is you stand on a mountaintop, you wrap yourself in a tzitzis and a talis, you say Tehillim, and says Rav Aaron Cutler, no. When you have a conversation with somebody, when you compliment somebody, when you build somebody up, that is that Dveikos to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what it's about, my friends. This is the essence of what we're here for. And he says so beautifully, this is one of my favorite pieces, so we're going to see it inside in 28. He says, the Kevan Shekol Tachlis Habriya Hi Chesed, since the entire creation is about Chesed, Gam Hadam Chayav Li Naheke. We have to act in this way. Hashem created the world, Al Chesed. We have to follow suit. And this is what Hashem implanted in us. And he quotes the Gemara Psachim, Yoter Mima She'ego Rotzeh Linok, Kapara Rotzeh Lanik. More than the calf wants to nurse, the cow wants to feed. Ki Tachlito Shel Hadam, the purpose of man, Lo Lekabel Ma'olam, is not to take from this world. Ella Latate Velashpia, but to give and to influence. Vizod Surah Sa'adam Shaniv Rabbit Selim. And this is the form of a person creating the image of God. Valkane Iker Hadvekus Bashem Hibalicha Bidarche Chesed Varachmi. You want to know how to follow in the ways of Ribbono Shel Olam? Be a person of Chesed and Rachamim. And that's how you bring that image of God to its fullest perfection. This is why we're here. And this is the model of the Book of Rut. The Book of Rut, which is a chesed Torah, is telling us how do you do this? How do you become a chesed personality? How do you become somebody of whose whole focus is on others? Because otherwise, why are we here? And there's a beautiful insight that Rabbi Bernstein in the Kol of Sinai, also a fantastic sefer, beautiful essays on Shavuos, he quotes here, this is based on Rav Chaim Friedlander, a beautiful maimer in Sifti Chaim Chelek Gimel. What is the name Rut come from? So the classic is Revayu, that she had coming from her David HaMelech, who satiated Hashem with beautiful songs. But another insight is, my root, she ra'ata b'divrei chamota, for she saw the matters of her mother-in-law. Root from the word ra'ata. Similar. In light of the statement of the Medrash quoted above, that root represents an embodiment of the trait of kindness. It's interesting that her name should be associated with the concept of seeing. For it's kindness, not rather something that relates to acts that one does. Rav Chaim Friedlander, that's all explained, that while kindness ultimately takes the form of actions, its essence lies in the faculty of sight. Much of what determines whether or not a person will perform an act of kindness begins with what they see or what they don't see. This can express itself in one of two ways. One, perhaps they're so wrapped up in their own needs and affairs that they simply do not see or notice that someone nearby is in need of kindness. In that mindset, the attention they pay to others only ever focuses on what the person can do for them and not what the other way around. Two, perhaps they're egocentric. Leads them to devalue others from being worthy recipients of their kindness. In this respect, even when they look at another person and notice his deeds, they do not, quote-unquote, see someone of value who deserves their generosity. In light of this, we can understand that a person may consider himself kind, in a specific sense, he very well may be, yet his diminished vision bars him from achieving the true level of kindness he's capable of doing. In truth, many of life's opportunities for great deeds start out in the corner of our eye. It's up to us whether we choose to face them, bring them into sharp focus, or turn away, allowing them to leave our field of vision entirely. Wonder whether it's a play of word, field of vision, with Root. But okay, be that as it may. Root had every right. Nomi encouraged her. Leave. Go away. You have not connected to me. My son died. There's nothing left. There was one thing which did not allow Ruth to leave. She saw Naomi. She saw her pain and her needs, and she was not prepared to simply shut Naomi out of her field of vision. And because she saw, she stayed, and the outstanding level of kindness, which would forever become associated with her, were able to emerge. The concept of seeing is defined in two ways. The kindness that we do is a product of the things we see, and the things we see are a product of what we choose to see. And hence we can appreciate the pasuk that describes Moshe Rabbeinu. The first time he goes out, we know very little about Moshe Rabbeinu that became a leader, but one of the things we know is, Vayhi b'yamim, it was in those days, Vayidal Moshe, Vayitzei El Achav, he went out to his brothers, Vayar b'tzivlotam, and he saw their suffering. And Chazal say that Natan einav libo, he put his eyes at his heart to see the plight of his brothers. When you're going out to see, when you're going out to help, then you're a person of chesed. Is it any wonder that Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that brought down the Torah? Moshe is a chefsa of chesed. He brought down Torah, which is chesed. His name comes from someone who chose to see him and not to ignore him. It's all related to this nekuda of chesed. So if we summarize this, and then we'll take it one step further, one step deeper, and then we'll move to the idea of why Rut is connected to the yichus, to the lineage of Malchus Beis David. Torah is about chesed. Why? Because the goal of Torah is katvei maluach libecha, write it on the stones of your heart. Write it on the tablets of your heart. Torah is about making an imprint on your life. That Torah is the antidote to all the challenges that we have in life. The goal of Torah is dvash v'chalav tachal shonech, if the honey and the milk underneath your tongue, in your mouth, that, you know, it's like a sucking candy, just, you know, melts in your mouth. It becomes part of you. The milk becomes part of you. The honey is broken. It becomes a chesed of honey, an entity of honey. Because Torah is about becoming a Torah dicka person. That the first question we're asked is, did you involve yourself in Torah, and or did you do business dealings faithfully? They're the same question. Did the Torah make something of you? You know, it's like the word of the Kutzker Rebbe, where a Talmud said, you know, I just went through all of Shas. And the Kutzker asked him, and how much of Shas went through you? Right? And that's why the umption of a Rebbe says we make a siyum after we learn something. It's very nice you learn Torah. Now go sit and eat. Let's see how you eat. That will be an indication if Torah really became part of you, that you become a mitzvah person. That's the goal of Torah. The goal of Torah is to give to others. And the way to do that, the paradigm that we read on the book of on Shavuos, is Megillat Rut. Megillat Rut is Megillah to reveal the Rut, the Re'iyah, the ability to see. That's the key of what Megillat Rut is about, of Chesed, of Torah. Just to take this one step deeper, my friends, the Rav David Cohen, Israel David, and he develops it much more. I just want to get to the punchline here, as he says. He quotes what we said, Memele IUP Zemich Beir, or Madua Karim Megillat Rut, Shekula Chesed, Yom Chag HaShavuos. He says, but let's go a little bit deeper. It's not just that Torah was given on today and it's full of chesed. The Yom Matan Torah, the asterisk in 32, Nishlama chesed shel ikar yitzira sa'olam. There's something much deeper going on Shavuos that we don't normally focus in on. Shavuos is the day that Hashem envisioned when He created the world. 26 generations, kilulam chasdo, Hashem just did pure kindness. But He was waiting for a generation where it wouldn't be pure kindness, where you have the nemet de kisufa, that people feel the bread of shame. Torah was the vision Hashem had when He created the world, that we would be deserving of all the kindness that Hashem gives us. Shavuos becomes like the Makim HaPatish. It becomes the Ikar Yetziras HaOlam. It is really the day of creation. And there's a lot of connection between Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos. Shavuos, for all intents and purposes, is the spiritual completion of the world. In giving Torah, the mindset of the creation of the world comes to fore. And that is Nishlemet Nishlamash Lemutam Shay Israel Dea Torah Vachesha Chikiblu Maratan Torah B'Mamet Har Sinai. That is why we read the book of Rut on Shavuos, because what we are focusing in on is that the giving of the Torah is the greatest chesed possible, because that brings the whole idea of the creation of the world to the fore. It's like the Makar Patish. Now the world is really functioning. We have Torah, and the kindness we do where it's deserving. The all the chesed Hashem is doing is based on a relationship that we are doing Torah and mitzvot. And that's the vision Hashem had. So why do we focus in on chesed? Not just because Torah is chesed, because the way Hashem created the world through Torah was predicated on this chesed of this relationship, which only came to the fore on Shavuos. And therefore, our job in 33, that we are a shutaf to the Ribono Shel Olam, b'tikuv hashlama sabriya v'iluyeha, our job is to bring creation to higher and higher levels. And therefore, on this day, when Ribono Shel Olam, so to speak, empowered us with Torah, He empowered us to bring the world to its completion, to a higher level. And what is our medium to do so? The medium, kivyachol, the Ribono Shel Olam used in creating the world. V'amarti olam chesed yibaneh. And that is our calling on an individual level, which is the model of Rut, to bring the world into a higher level. And that is through acts of kindness. Which means, in simple English, my friend, that albeit we focus in on Torah, on Shavuos, and Minhag Yisrael is for men to learn all night, Shavuos night, and women, depending on where they're holding, if they want to. Davening, we've spoken about a lot over the years, that the koach of tefillah on Shavuos is, right, Rav Pinkus Zatzal, that Musaf Shavuos is like Ne'ilah in terms of eight ratzot, and the taking out of the Torah is a gevaldic time for davening, Birkos Kohanim. Shavuos is Kokula Torah. Yom Bikurim, we don't have Bikurim today, we have it's Kokula Tefillah, we don't have Bikurim, we have Tefillah, and we've spoken about it for many years. Go listen to the tapes, go learn. We say the book of Rut, Sefer Tehillim, the entire Sefer, if you can, on Shavuos. It is all called Tefillah. Yeah. But there are three things that the world is based on. And Shavuos is really the celebration of the world. And the Chiddush for today is that Shavuos has to be a day where we emulate the Ribono Shel Olam by being a Baal Chesed. And you know, with a two-day Yontif, it's even in Eretz Yisrael, we have a two-day Yontif this year, right? Because it goes into Shabbos. We have a one-day Yontif with Shabbos. I should be more clear. A lot of cooking. Wow, a lot of chesed. A lot of opportunities to help others. A lot of opportunities to visit people. A lot of opportunities to make people feel good. It's about turning the day, and not just into a yontif, into a day of kol kulo chesed. You know, I'll just make mention of a book that somebody just gifted me with, Kashir Tziva Hashem. It's a pretty fat book. I'm always nervous with fat books. I have no room to put them, Baruch Hashem. It goes through just literally the mitzvahs that we do. It's in Hebrew and English by Rabbi Daniel Garfinkel, put out by Adir Press. It's a Feldheim book. Rabbi Garfinkel says that if you have the mindset that I'm doing the dishes, I'm setting the table, Kashir Tziva Hashem, because Hashem commanded that this is a chesed. So the setting of the table, the all these acts, diapering a baby, walking somebody to shul, giving a person a machzor, the mindset of Avodas Hashem. That's level one. Let's briefly take a look at the second idea of why does it matter, the yichus of Beis David. Talk about David HaMelech himself. So here, my friends, we enter into a fascinating insight that, again, the Mithril of David, Rav David Cohn from Hebron, points out in source 35. And he says, Omnam nireh shetamun bazeh od havana. There's something deeper going on here. It's not just about the yichus of David HaMelech. It's a yichus of Malchus based David. Because as we've spoken about, if Shavuos, based on the calendar, could have fallen out on Hey Vav Zion, so it can't be the Yortzeit of David HaMelech on all 3 days. It's not about David HaMelech, it's about the Malchus based David Bichlal. And it's for the Malchus, the kingship of based David, that we need the Book of Rut. Why? So he says, the Yesod and Shoresh, the foundation, the core of Malchus based David, was Rut HaMoviah. And in fact, we know, the Medrash tells us on the Pasuk, Vayisem Kisei Le'em HaMelech, when Shlomo HaMelech became king, they put a chair for the Eim HaMelech, V'amar Rabbi Elazar Le'ima Shel Malchus, to the mother of royalty. And who was the mother of royalty? Was Rut HaMoviah. And as the Maharal points out in Chidushei Agados, of course the Malchus, the kingship, comes from Yehuda. But the aim, he ikara Malchus based David, but the mother had an important aspect in creating the Malchus based David. And now that Shlomo HaMelech is going to be king, now we have almost the establishment of Malchus based David by the child taking over. That was important that Rut should be able to see that which she infused in Klal Yisrael, the aspect which we'll talk about of Malchus based David, is going to come to fruition. What's a Melech all about? So here, we have a very interesting idea that the Rambam tells us. The Rambam tells us, and this is source number 37 in the asterisk, everyone has to honor the king. V'yeh hogen chonen u'mirachem l'ktanim v'gdolim. The job of a king is to be merciful to the young and old, and he should be involved in going and comings in their needs, and he can handle all of their complaints, all of their challenges. It's like a ro'eh, it's like a shepherd. The job of a king is to be concerned for his people. Now we can appreciate, my friends, how the beginning of Megillat Rut, the story at the beginning, story tells us that there's a man called Elimelech. And Chazal tell us that Elimelech was Eli HaMelucha. For me, the Malchus is going to come. And he had the potential to be Melech. What does the Navi tell us right off the bat? What does Elimelech do? He picks up at the time of challenge and trouble. As the Medrash says, people are going to be knocking at my door. Keep in mind, they were all brethren, all cousins, kinsmen. And they're going to be asking for money. I'm leaving. That is the antithesis of Malchus. We understand why he can't be a Melech. The Megillah begins telling us, painting us this picture of what is Malchus. The antithesis of Malchus, what Elimelech did, is not what a Jewish king does. A Jewish king is somebody who is involved with the needs of the people, will be there for the people. And that is why we have the Lachach in the double squiggling 37, Patcha Megillah Masach Shel Elimelech, Shem Ezer Beit Yehuda. In comparison to what he did, it's being able to see the exact opposite. You see the chesed of Rut, of not leaving her mother-in-law, of going to this foreign country, of being able to be loyal to her mother-in-law in difficult situations, in difficult distress. And as we spoke about, chesed is going above and beyond. She is the epitome of chesed. And therefore, she really has inculcated this quality of chesed into Malchus Beis David. Boaz, who went above and beyond, also, right, leave her more of the food, fed her, you know, food, treated her with respect. They are the couple of chesed that then can be able to be worthy of creating the Malchus based of it. So now we can appreciate, my friends, on a little bit of a deeper level, again, Rabbi Bernstein, source 38, if we saw about Moshe Rabbeinu, that he was somebody who was able to see the needs of the people, let's talk about David HaMelech. When Shmuel HaNavi meets David for the first time, He's described in the Navi as Vahu Admoni im Yefe Einaim. He's redheaded with beautiful eyes. And a very fascinating expression, Vitov Roi. Pleasant appearance. Although the final phrase, Vitov Roi, is generally taken as a reference to Navi's pleasant appearance, it's worthwhile noting that the verse does not use a more common expression, Yefe Maret. Perhaps it's possible to look at the words Vitov Roi as literally saying that David was someone Tov Roi, who saw well. As we've seen, this quality would be crucial for his role as monarch and thus receive special mention in the words which introduce him as his prelude to being anointed as king. In this respect, too, David was heir to a quality embodied by his forebearer Ruth, mother of royalty. So now we look at the Book of Ruth and Chesed from a different perspective. Why do we read the Book of Ruth on Shavuos? Because the Book of Ruth is about Chesed. The Book of Ruth is about Chesed in terms of embodying that quality of Chesed into the Malchus Beis Davi, which is connected with the holiday of Shavuos. And again, the holiday of Shavuos is very much a day about Malchus, about kingship. And that brings us full circle that not only is Megillat Rut about Torah, and Torah is Chesed, Megillat Rut is Chesed, but Megillat Rut is Chesed coupled with Malchus, and Shavuos, my friends, is Chesed coupled with Malchus. How do you see this? So we know in 39, really, as Rav David Cohn points out, Shlita, that the whole idea of Vayeshev Shlomo Kisei Hashem LeMelech Tachat David Aviv, what does it mean that Shlomo Melech sat al Kisei Hashem, the throne of God? The Malchus Beis David, the kingship down here, is an embodiment of the ultimate kingship in Shemayim. It is just the mirror of Hashem's kingship up in heaven. And therefore, when we talk about the Malchus Beis David, it's really mirroring the ultimate Malchus. V'arei yesod malchutel shakadosh baruch hu bebriya. Why did the Ribbono Shel Olam create the world? What does it mean that Hashem is Melech? He's Melech Shemeiti Lebrua. That's the whole idea. The tachlis, the Rav Chaim, the point of creating the world, Leitiv Hashem in Bruav, that Hashem should be able to give goodness to his creatures. And that's the whole idea that when it says that Hashem created the world, you know, that Hashem created the world for kavod shamayim. What is kavod? Harei shebiur shekavod shel kadosh baruch hu, double squiggly in 40, hu bazeshu ma'aneh masav b'tuvo. The greatest kavod that Hashem kivyochol has, the greatest honor, is that he bestows goodness on his creations. This is what the whole idea of Shavuos is about. Shavuos, as we saw in giving the Torah, is that final stamp of Hashem's kingship in this world, where Torah is the ultimate gift to give us the ability to earn that pleasure of connection to Hashem. And therefore, Shavuos is really celebrating Malchus Hashem. It's a mini Rosh Hashanah. As we know, that Rosh Hashanah, all of our physical needs are decided. On Shavuos, all of our spiritual needs are decided. To a great extent, the theme of Shavuos is coronating the Ribbono Shel Olam as king. And that is the whole experience of Mamet Har Sinai, where the Ribbono Shel Olam, Atarei Tadak, Hashem Elokim Eidon Mavato, showed us with clarity, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, that Hashem is God. But if we stop there, and we say, okay, Hashem is God, I believe, Shema Yisrael, I believe, we've missed the point. The Ribbono Shel Olam is a God whose interest is Yismach Hashem b'maasav, who wants to do kindness and bring joy to his creation by creating us that we will have the ultimate pleasure of relationship with him. The kingship is not just the Kabbalat Omochot Shamayim of the yoke of heaven, and I have to listen to what the Ribbono Shel Olam says, obviously. But let us see deeper than that, that the whole reason the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world, the whole reason he gave us Torah, is to do a chesed for us, is to do a kindness. And the whole idea of Malchus, the whole idea of kingship in Judaism, is not just to be this authoritative figure. The whole idea of Malchus in Judaism is to give. The Malchus down here, to show you the Yichus, the lineage of David HaMelech, is to teach you that the whole idea of kingship is predicated on the stamp of Rut, the Ima Shel Malchut. And when we understand that the kingship down here is all about kindness, then I understand that this is just a reflection of the kingship up in heaven, which is also about kindness. And hence we also understand on the next page in 45 of Chaim Friedlander Zatzal, that the whole idea of a king is to bring us closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The king is that bridge that makes us appreciate the kindnesses that Hashem does for us. And therefore, my friends, Shavuos becomes the day of not only, as we spoke about, Kasher Tziva Hashem, being able to do chesed throughout the entire day or days, and being able to focus that chesed is the way the world continues. It's the way that to bring the redemption. And that chesed is Torah itself. It's the mahus of chesed is Torah itself. We understand that Shavuos is also a day of Hamlachas Hashem. It's a day of coronating the Ribbono Shel Olam as king. And the way we coronate Hashem as king is, of course, Nasa v'Nishma, we're ready to do the mitzvahs, we're ready to accept. But a deeper way of coronating Hashem king is a recognition that the kingship is based on His desire to give, and that we should be able to take a look at the fact that Hashem chose us, Hashem chose us from all the nations, to feel that pride that Hashem has chosen us, to feel that connection of that being chosen, and to celebrate that we are this mindset, kivyachol, Kabbalah Satara, that Hashem had in mind. And therefore, in conclusion, we'll end with the Nesiva Shalom, who explains based on the Orchaim HaKadosh, we call the holiday, the name is the essence, Chag HaShavuot, not only the idea of weeks, Melshon Shavua, swearing. Then on Shavuos, double language, Yisrael Nishmaim L'Kod Shabrichu, we swear to Hashem that we will serve Him with all of our heart, with all of our being. And Hashem swears to us that He will not switch us for another nation, and that we are both dedicated to each other, but completely. And that, my friends, that dedication takes the form of emulating, part of it takes the form of emulating Hashem to be godlike in doing chesed and to appreciate all the chesed that Hashem does. And the more chesed that we do and the more chesed we bring into this world, the more we open up the pathways for chesed to come from above, and that Hashem continuously blessing us with chesed. We should have a Chag Sameach, a holiday that was built on Torah, Avoda, and Gemilas Chasadim.